News from Bermondsey by Becky Morton of Southwark News. Bake where it belongs. Experts recreating intricate replica of vandalised Queen's wedding cake in place it was first made. A reconstruction of one of the Queen's wedding cakes has returned to its original home in Bermondsey's Peak Freen Biscuit Factory to be completed, after being vandalised by squatters 2 years ago. The original six-tier cake was created by the Bermondsey firm for Princess Elizabeth's marriage to Prince Philip in 1947. A full-size six-foot replica was displayed in the reception of Peak Freen's factory and remained there until the factory closed in 1989. The cake was then moved to the Pump House Museum in Rotherhithe as part of a permanent exhibition about the company. But in 2010, the Peak Freen Museum was forced to leave the building when its funding was cut. The £600 cake was too large and delicate to move, so they left it in the empty building. Then, in July 2015, squatters gained access to the pump house and vandalised the cake, turning it upside down and spattering it with red paint. But now the slice of local history is being reconstructed by members of the British Sugarcraft Guild. The guild was drafted in to help recreate the replica in August 2015 and secured sponsorship from a number of organisations to fund the project, including the University of Warwick. The university used 3D scanning technology on the surviving parts of the cake to produce moulds to recreate the intricate designs. This even involved a trip to Buckingham Palace to scan the centrepiece, a silver model of St George and the Dragon, which was given to the royal couple as a souvenir. The different tiers were then distributed across the country last autumn to be reconstructed out of royal icing and sugar paste. The bottom tier has now returned to the biscuit factory, now a business park, on Drummond Road, where the original cake was made, to be completed. The team aims to have the cake restored in time for the Queen's 70th wedding anniversary in November, when it will be displayed in the Peak Freen Museum, now housed in the former biscuit factory. Gary Maygold, co-founder of the Peak Freen Museum, said, "When I saw the cake after it had been vandalised, it was a complete and utter wreck. At first I thought we might be able to restore it, but the damage was just too bad." The Sugarcraft Guild have worked solidly for the last year, from getting sponsorship to working on the cake to restore it to its former glory.